Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. Rather, they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt in ancient times was valuable, it was expensive, and it was not always easy to get. Salt adds flavor to food. With no electricity and refrigeration in those days, salt was used to preserve foods. Salt was also used for cleansing and healing. Did you ever have to gargle with salt water? So the disciples of Jesus are called to add flavor to the world, the flavor of peace. The church word for that, the Hebrew word, is shalom, adding peace to the world. That's how we are the salt of the earth. Disciples of Jesus flavor the world with forgiveness, so that we can preserve the goodness of the world. There's goodness in the world. We need to preserve that with God's gifts. Disciples of Jesus flavor the world with healing, caring for others, helping others, loving others. Jesus also says to his disciples, "You are the light of the world." Now, Joe, my wife, and I have long been fans of the fictional, magical nanny, Mary Poppins. You've heard of Mary Poppins? There's one scene in the original film where Bert, the jack of all trades, creates sidewalk chalk drawings. And at one point, Mary Poppins and Bert and two children, Jane and Michael Banks, jump into that chalk drawing. They just jump right into it. And they start an adventure in a cartoon land that's complete with dancing penguins, our favorite scene in that. Yes. Now, a little over 7 years ago, a new film arrived in theaters, Mary Poppins Returns. It was 3 days before Christmas Eve that Joe and I carved out the time to see this film. I was so excited to see it. It was a 2-hour, 10-minute film. It was a thrill for me. I mean, I loved it. When Mary Poppins was coming down out of the clouds in that film, it just thrilled me as she was about to begin some new adventures. I wanted to love this movie, but something was off. I liked the music. I appreciated the references to the original film, but it just wasn't clicking until an hour and 25 minutes over halfway into the film. This is what happened. There was a song about not staying in darkness. The song title was a dance term, Trip a Little Light Fantastic. The lamplighter, Jack, who was a former apprentice of Bert, was singing and dancing this song. And then Jack was joined by a big crew of dancing lamplighters. And that's when it happens for me. The best way I can describe it is to compare the sidewalk drawing of the original film. As I was watching on the movie screen, during that song, it was as if I jumped into the film. It's as if I was there. It's as if I was tripping a little light fantastic. It was as if I was in that dance. And the rest of the film captured me. I even shed tears at the end when Mary Poppins returned in the sky. I convinced my wife, Jo, to go to the film the following week again so that I could jump into the film from the beginning, which I had missed the first time. One of my favorite memories of the COVID pandemic lockdown, a couple years later after the film, was playing music in our living room, cranking it up as loud as it could go. The neighbors could hear it, I'm sure. And dancing in the living room to the song, Trip a Little Light Fantastic. It helped me during that dark time. When you're lost, the song goes, you can give in to the dark, or you can trip a little light fantastic. When life is dreary, when you're stuck, when life is getting scary, you can shine the light for all the world to see. Jesus says to his disciples, you are the light of the world. We jump into God's story of salvation, God's story of love. I always say that we're called as Christians to walk with Jesus. And for the third year in a row, our Lenten, we're having Lenten Wednesday worship. We'll have soup and worship. And the theme for the third year in a row is walking with the Lord. And we do. That's our calling, to walk with the Lord. But sometimes when we go through those dark times, and sometimes when life is cruel, and sometimes when life is hard, we crawl, but we're always crawling with the Lord. We struggle, but we're always struggling with the Lord. And other times we dance with the Lord when all is well. We trip a little light fantastic. When I hold up the bread and wine for communion, in my mind, heart, and soul, I always jump back to the Last Supper. In my mind, I visualize Jesus holding up the bread and the wine. Jesus isn't just a memory. Jesus is present with us. We jump into the life of Jesus, who is real to us, who is present to us. And that happens to us today. We trip a little light fantastic. But let's not forget that Jesus offers a warning in this sermon. You're the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste. Now, I like to go back to the original language, and here I go again. I don't think that that translation really captures what Jesus is saying to us. The Greek word that's used there is moronos. If salt becomes moronos, we use the word tasteless, but it's moronos. We actually get our English word moron from that Greek word. Jesus is saying, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt becomes moronic, like a moron, if the salt becomes foolish, it's not good for anything. What does it mean? What was Jesus saying when he talks about salt being moronic, or like a moron? Then it's not good for anything. When is salt moronic? It's when it's not used as it's needed. Salt has many purposes. As I said earlier, it adds flavor to food. If we don't use the salt to add flavor, then the food doesn't have the right flavor, or as a preservative, or it heals. It's foolish to just let salt sit around and do nothing when it's needed. As disciples, our salt, the salt that Jesus gives us, are gifts: forgiveness, kindness. We each get the gift of kindness. We can't let it just sit around. Compassion, peace, the shalom, and love. We need to put the salt that God gives us to work. The same is true of light. You are the light of the world, but don't hide it. Don't hide it under a bushel basket. For 24 years in my home back in Ohio, I had a duplicating machine called a risograph. It was very low maintenance. I only had 2 service calls in 24 years. And one day I was under a deadline. I had been procrastinating. And what happened was the table that held the paper stopped working. It was stuck. I called out to my wife, Jo, who was in the living room, "The Rizzo died." Now, that was a statement that she'd heard many times in the 24 years. Now, I didn't want to call for service. I didn't have time to call for service. I needed it to be fixed. So I started exploring. And I finally learned something new about my machine. I discovered that day that there was a very small light sensor. And when the sensor detected that there was no paper on the tray lowered. All it took was a little Q-tip to clean off the light sensor, to clean it off, and the table lowered. The Rizzo had not died. The light was blocked. Now, we have things in our lives that can block the light. We all have things that can block the healing powers of light. We all have the ability to stay in the darkness. We all have things that can block out God's peace or God's shalom. We all have part of ourselves that we can block out what God has to offer. That's why we have a rite of confession at the beginning. Almost every time we gather for worship, we have a rite of confession so that we can ask God to unblock the sin in our lives that keep us from doing good and being good. Like salt, as disciples, the light that God gives us is forgiveness and kindness. God gives us a spirit of generosity, respect, compassion. God gives us into our souls a sense of peace, shalom. God gives us love. And we're living rightly when we don't block those out. And then Jesus calls the disciples a city on a hill. And that means that we're together. Jesus is talking about the church here. Our salt and our light can change the world, but it changes the world together. And for those who are in scouting, you know what that togetherness means. You accomplish so much more when you're together. Again, I like to go back to the Greek. Our English language misses something here. The you in "you are the salt of the earth," the you in "you are the light of the world," is plural. That means Jesus is talking about the group of people. Jesus is talking about church. In fact, my paraphrase for the modern language would be, y'all are the salt of the earth. Y'all are the light of the world. Or as today's sermon title puts it, we are salt and light. We're together as a community of believers. Together, we jump into God's story. Together, we trip a little light fantastic with Jesus. Now, here's a helpful historical tidbit. In the days of Jesus, people knew about the late Cicero. He was a very wealthy Roman politician who once wrote, he wrote a lot, and he once wrote, Rome is the light of the world. I think Jesus was speaking against that kind of thinking. I think when Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount, he was saying, you are the light of the world. I think he was emphasizing that you are the salt of the earth. Rome, worldly power, wealth, oppression and hurting others, don't get to be the light of the world. You, disciples of Jesus, are the light of the world. Y'all are the light of the world. And just before this reading, Jesus defined who y'all are. The poor in spirit, those who know you need God. Those who grieve, those who are humble, those who hunger and thirst to do what's right. Peacemakers. Y'all are peacemakers. Those who are persecuted, bullied for doing what is right. Y'all are the light of the world. Y'all are the salt of the earth. So y'all, use your salt. Y'all are God's city on a hill. We are God's city, which sits high, way high above the ways of the world. This is God's law. This is the teaching of the prophets that Jesus came to fulfill. Y'all are the light of the world. Y'all are the salt of the earth. This is the way of disciples of Jesus. Live these values. These are the values of the kingdom of heaven. Forgiveness, kindness, compassion, respect, understanding, compassion for others, peace, shalom, and love. Let us pray. In this moment of prayer, listen, because God is speaking to us. God is saying to us today, y'all together are the salt of the earth. Y'all are valuable in my sight, says the Lord. Y'all together are the light of the world. You all together are my city, and this city is a city of forgiveness and kindness, generosity, respect, understanding, compassion, and God is saying to us, peace, shalom. God is saying to us, love, love, love.